those service specialists that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Simlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Simlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Tuesday morning, August 13th. If you're just getting started, it's 7:37 a.m. Central Standard, 9:37 Eastern. And I don't know about you, but as we were driving in this morning, the skies were clear and beautiful. Sunny, sunny, sunny. Looks good. And we want to remind you that some kids are indeed back in school, back on the grind. And we want to encourage you to go ahead and start slowing down through those school zones, even in Rapides Parish, where many of the kids are not in school yet until Friday. But just go ahead and practice slowing down, staying engaged, and make sure that you're giving yourself enough time to get there safely. This morning was, of course, our second day in back to school. And you know what? Last night I was thinking, I know why we sort of dread back to school, because when our kids get back in school, it almost feels like we're back in school. But you know what? This year, I decided to take a different approach from the way that I felt about it. And I just decided to go ahead and embrace it. You know how the first day of school, you're inundated with things, papers and fees and this and that, and just, you know, school supplies and everything that you need. So this year I decided I wasn't going to be stressed out about it. I was just going to embrace it. And I think that when you just simply embrace it and you don't allow yourself to get so overcome, so overwhelmed, you just feel a sense of peace. And so last night what we did as a family is we just sat down and we went through all of the papers. We read everything that needed to be read. And you know, as we were reading, I said I wanted to encourage all parents, when your kids are back in school, especially for the start, the initial going back to school, it is so imperative that we as parents sit with our kids and we read the syllabus, we read the rules, we read the expectations, so that we can say personally, do you understand what the teacher is expecting? Do you understand what the school is expecting? And you know, that way when you do that, there's nothing hidden. There's nothing that you won't be able to say down the line, well, I didn't know that. We didn't know that. And so when you really just embrace it, I know it's a lot of stuff, but you just turn the television off and you say, okay, this is where we are. This is what we need to do.
And there's clarity. There's clarity on your part. There's clarity on your child's part. And then we can successfully partner with our teacher, our faculty, and our school. And there's no, well, if I would have known. Well, a lot of times we don't know because we don't read. And we say all the time, we read a lot so that you will want to. And it's imperative that we know what the rules are, we know what the expectations are, but most importantly, our kids know. And then that way, it keeps down confusion. So I'm just getting you guys geared up and ready for Friday. I know everybody is at Walmart and Target and every place else getting school supplies, getting geared up. You know what? Embrace it. Our kids are getting educated. They're getting better. And most importantly, what we want to remind all of our kids is to start off on the right foot. And when you start out right, you end up right. When you put in good, good comes out. And that's just the way that it is. Well, it's Tuesday. We're off to a great start. We hope that you are feeling the momentum from yesterday. We hope that it has carried over to today. And if it hasn't, guess what? Grace is new every single morning. So all you got to do is say that you have it and you got it. And get your day started right on point. Hey, everybody, it's 7:41. You're on point. I got to take a break, but we're back with more right after this. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service to
24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services, Sylvia's Caring Companions health care services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the burger devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut apple with smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a burger devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:46. Today, of course, is Tuesday, and this segment is sponsored by Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging, Foster Grandparent Program, Share Today and Shape Tomorrow. And we keep reminding our seniors, if you're 55 years old or older, you can connect with Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging, and you can mentor a young person. And I'm going to tell you, it helps. It helps them. It helps you. It helps with volunteerism. But the best part of it all is that you absolutely get paid. You get a stipend that pays for your gas. It pays for your gas, your mileage, and it pays you to do what you want to do anyway, and that's volunteer. And better than that, it absolutely does not affect any of your money at all. I'm telling you, they have been inundated with phone calls, and we want to invite you to do the same. Pick up the phone and ask them how you can get involved. And here's the number. It's 318-484-2260. Also, Hixon Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hixonhasit.com. And First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. I'm going to tell you, as we have gotten our week kicked off with lots and lots of momentum, it feels so wonderful in the studio this morning. It's nice and cool. I am drinking my green tea this morning, getting ready for what we know is going to be an incredible week. And I'm going to tell you, we have been so fortunate, and we want to give you a heads up about what's coming on Thursday. Everybody knows about the buzz that the new movie that Oprah's going to be in, and Forrest Whitaker, The Butler, the story that inspired the major motion picture, The Butler. And the book is called The Butler, A Witness to History. Well, we are going to have Will Haygood on Thursday. And he is actually the author of The Butler, A Witness to History. And it promises to be an incredible conversation. You don't want to miss it. You can go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com, and you can check out Will Haygood. You can look at his bio, and you can also see a trailer for the movie on our website. Yes, we're super excited to speak to Will and to talk about this incredible book. If you have not read the book, it is amazing. The movie is going to be debuting August the 16th, and so we're super excited about that. And y'all, we have so many amazing things that we're working on that we can't tell you just yet. We tell our web editor every time we post something new or have her post something new on the website that, you know, things happen so quickly. Well, not really quickly. It takes time, but then when it happens, it's like, okay, here it is. We got it done. So we are working diligently. We've got an incredible team that is working to bring you the best people in the country and to make those connections right here at the OPT Network. We also want to encourage you to connect with us at our offices. They're located at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. Or you can simply phone us at 318-445-5658. And that's how you make the connection with us. And you got to do it after 9 o'clock because we're here in the studio and then we leave and we go to our offices on Government Street. But if you'll leave us a message, we'll surely return those calls. And also you can go to our website and you can click on the contact entry form. And any messages that you send there are sure to reach us. That way it doesn't go through our spam. It doesn't get lost. And that's how we connect with you. So we're excited. We're hearing from people from all parts of the country. And we welcome you always to the OPT Network. You know, I just want to give you a couple of reminders. I know a lot of people are getting ready, and I've been talking about it a lot, about back to school. And the experts say there are some basic things that we can all do that make our mornings just a little bit easier. And one begins with getting organized. First of all, and this is easy, simple, basic stuff, but we've all been so laxed. It's summer vacation, we've been enjoying, no schedules, our kids are sleeping as long as they want, they're getting up when they want, going to bed when they want. And so now we've got to start on a schedule. And they say the schedule starts the night before, which means setting a time, even for your high schoolers, setting a time for bed and unplugging all of the electronic devices. And what we found last year is that all of the devices were not necessarily unplugged in our house, so we had to crack down on that, and you may as well, making sure all that stuff is checked and unplugged, making sure that you guys come up with a time that works for you and them, where they get enough rest at night so they're ready and on point in the morning. Also, getting clothes ready, getting organized the night before, and then waking up at a set time each and every morning. And I've said many times, one of the rules in our house is that you gotta make the bed up. When you make the bed up, and experts bear this out, when you make your bed in the morning, it helps you to feel and be more organized. Well, so what we decided was you get out of your bed and you make it up and then you start your routine. And then the next thing that the experts say that is really on point that we all forget and we miss is to eat breakfast. It is critical not only for us, but it's critical for our kids. Not only does it get our metabolism started, but it also gets our brain functioning. So make sure that you're getting your kids up, getting yourself up early enough to have at least something for breakfast in the morning before they get started. They just perform better and they're better. Now, the next thing that the experts say is if you have a hard time waking in the morning, one of the things that you can do is drink a large glass of cold ice water. It refreshes you, it wakes you up, and it gets you going. And then making sure that you get out of the house at a set time so that you're not rushing and running people down on the road, especially if your kids are car riders like ours are, giving yourself enough time to get through the line and not getting flustered. But most importantly, and we remind you, we will continue to remind you as school is restarting, to make sure that you slow down through those school zones, make sure that you stay engaged, and most importantly, please, stay off of mobile devices. Hey, everybody, you're on point. The official OPT Network. We've got lots more. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Red River Bank, Everyday Extraordinary Banking. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria, the Of Oils Commission of Tourism, Stay and Play in Of Oils Parish, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program, Get Wired Satellite, for all of the best channels, for all of the best savings, but bigger than that, the best wiring, so that your channels are not lost during the storms is absolutely incredible. And you want to be on point with Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary and his team. The number to phone, 318-767-2220. And get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Like a good neighbor, Rosa and her team are serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. And here's the number. Remember, it's hurricane season. For all of your home, auto, and life insurance, 318-487-1881. Now, in the spirit of back to school and all of the things that parents need to do, we got to first put God first. And here to talk about an incredible conference that's coming up are some really, really cool young people. And let me introduce you to them. They're from St. Matthew Baptist Church, Reverend Remus Jones, Shatirica Fields, and Charles Anderson Jr. They are here to talk about this morning a youth and parents conference explosion. Lady and gentlemen, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So happy to have you guys. And I said it's right on point with parents headed back to school. First of all, Reverend Jones, I want you to talk about the conference, and I want you to tell people what it is and why it's so critically important to the community.
Okay. Well, Carlette, we certainly are grateful that you would have us here on the show. We've been listening to your show for quite some time, and I really appreciate the work that you do here within the community. This particular conference that we're having, this is our second year doing something. Mm-hmm. Last year, we just had a youth explosion. And primarily what that was an opportunity for our young people to come out to worship God and to be free to worship him in their own way. Mm-hmm. Our theme last year was stand up and stand out for Christ. And so on this year, the Lord kind of led us to have something a little bit further, to go a step further. And so we decided to do a conference this year. And we're going to have the explosion on that Friday night. We have a lot of different groups that are coming out. We've invited the Prodigal Soldiers out of Natchitoches to come out, as well as different congregations here within Central Louisiana to come out. Then that Saturday, we will have our Youth and Parents Conference. Mm-hmm. It's on the 24th. And ideally, the thing is, as you said, putting God first, mm-hmm. Knowing what our purpose is, knowing what God has called us to do, and walking in that, that's a key thing. We're going to have some different courses or different classes. We have different speakers from all over speaking. One class is going to be on discovering my spiritual gift. Mm-hmm. The other one would be on how going back to school, keeping my faith while in school, how to deal with bullying and peer pressure.
And these are so powerful, and I hope that people are really taking this in, because these are really, really critical things for young people that most people are really not talking about.
Certainly.
And first of all, and we've got young people in the studio, I want to talk about, for you, Charles, is it challenging to be able to keep your faith?
Oh, especially in this time and, you know, in this time of day, it's definitely challenging because, you know, every day you turn on the TV and you see rappers doing this, mm-hmm. and everybody doing this and all this bad stuff happening. But if you stay in your word and you just read your word and know that nothing new, there's nothing new under the sun, everything that's happening today happened yesterday, and it's probably going to happen tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So as long as you stay in this never-changing word, you have nothing to worry about.
But is it hard, though, especially for you now? And we talked about this on yesterday, and we've been talking about it. Parents are transitioning, right? So you've got kids that are going from elementary school to junior high school. You've got kids that are going from junior high school to high school. And then your parents are sending you from high school to college, which is, you know, it's a game changer. It's a life changer. So how do you think that you need to prepare yourself to keep your faith and to remain in God when you're in college, when your surroundings are going to be so diametrically opposed to that?
What I've done is I've just prayed constantly about, you know, keeping my surroundings where they are and just making the friends, just, you know, get that good support
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And as long as you have that good support in your friend system, then, you know, just you'll be okay.
And having those people that are like yourself,
yes,
people that stand for God and that believe in God will certainly be a great base and a great support. And these are things, Reverend Remus, that we're really not talking about enough with our kids about. So was that sort of like the main reason why these conferences are really so so incredibly important.
Certainly. And it's not just so for just the kids, but the parents need to be involved. I'm blessed in working in youth ministry, and we have some of the best kids. I learn more from them. You'd be surprised the level of faith that they have and the things that they're willing to say if you just sometimes listen to them. Shaterica's here with us. She's accepted her call to the ministry.
Wow.
And so she's bold. Charles is definitely a leader, and we have a lot more other young people that are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
Amazing.
But obviously, we have a real enemy out there.
Absolutely.
And so if he sees that we've identified ourselves with Christ and start wanting to do his will, he's want to attack us.
Absolutely.
So that's why we must arm our young people with the tools that they need to be successful. And so we're concerned about their salvation. We certainly want them to know Christ as their Lord and Savior. Mm-hmm. But we also want to give them tools to be successful in this life.
I love it. And so, Shaterica, Peabody Warhorse, you senior, so you have embraced your call in Christ. Let's talk about that and talk about how that plays out in school for you.
It's not easy, because I know for me, I've always wanted to please man. And it was hard, you know, learning to separate, knowing that you can't please man. You're never going to be able to please man. You should just please God. And once I accepted that, I was like, okay, God.
Let me stop you right there. When did you accept that? Because how many young people are struggling with trying to please their friends, trying to fit in? I mean, that probably is most every teenager that we can think of. When did that happen for you? Do you remember?
Actually, last summer, I was battling. I was up in Natchitoches, and I was with in a church called Living Word, and we went to a lot of conferences and stuff like that, and on the inside I was having this battle, and I was like, I'm tired of fighting with self. I'm tired of fighting with the devil. It's just time to
talk about that inner battle. What was that like?
It just weighed you down. You always had this weight on top of you. It was very hard. It's like basically something like a mind game. It's trying to get your mind to be sound, just keeping it where it needs to be. And you really just can't do that without God. And I had to realize that and come to the realization that if I don't keep my faith in him and I don't trust in him, then I can't do what it is that he needs me to do. And once I came to that, and I was like, okay, Shaterica, it's time for you to just turn your life completely over to Christ. Because I prayed on it a lot. I was like, Lord, I want to know what my calling is. I want to know what my calling is. And I kept getting my answer. I've been knowing, but I didn't want to preach.
Oh.
I didn't want
Oh, my goodness. I love it.
But I didn't want to accept it because I was in the flesh. And I had to realize that it's not my will. It's God's will. And I had to step out of that and be like, okay, God, I'm going to be in the spirit and not just walk by the flesh, but walk by the spirit.
Oh, my goodness. Amazing. And so your parents must be overwhelmed with joy, because this is what we try to impart in our kids. And why are you guys so tickled?
Because my mother she wasn't as happy, because she's in the ministry type thing, and she knows what you have to go through. And she wasn't very happy when I first told her. So
she wasn't. And why do you think she wasn't very happy? Because she knew that it was
the pain and stuff that was behind just being in ministry. But then again, she was happy. And, you know, because she knew the joys of walking in the spirit and just accepting your calling. So
right. And so, Shaterica, as a young woman, especially with young girls at your age and in high school, how do we reach them? How do we give them the message that it's cool to be on fire for the Lord?
Sometimes we have to change things up. Sometimes we try to go with the old way of approaching things, and nowadays you can't do that. They're not accepting that. Like, come in not in the way that the world presents it, but just come like, just in a different way. More of their style, but you just have to know.
So we have to sort of reach them where they are.
Where they are.
Go ahead, Charles, because he looks like he wants to weigh in. He's chomping at the bit.
Because I know when I was in school, you know, there was always
when you were in high school.
When I was in high school, mm-hmm. there was a lot of my friends. You know, they didn't really, you know, because you get tired. You know, you don't really get tired of it, but you know, you want to add your youthfulness to the church scene, and that's one of the things that we're going to do in the explosion is we have.
Is that more accepted now?
Definitely.
In this genre, that you're able to add that youth to the church scene.
Definitely. Yes, ma'am. Especially mm-hmm. just. Because it's the same message that you get in all the regular Christian, you know, in all the regular gospel music, but it's our youthful flair. You know, we can still dance, you know, have that good, fun time and still be on fire for Christ. And that's all we ever really wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So we took the beats that you so-called like in the rap music
mm-hmm.
and took the words out and put God's word in there. So you get the best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
So you can still have that good, fun time, and you can still have right. that good, fun time in Christ. And that's the best thing that I can possibly think of.
Wow. Go ahead. Go ahead, Reverend Remus. It seems like you're...
I've learned that we have to allow the liberty to be there.
Mm.
To be free in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, at first when I start seeing some of my young people and, you know, they're very excited about different things. And obviously, I'm watchful because, you know, I grew up in the old church.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't throw out the baby with the bathwater.
Absolutely.
You have to have the old as well as the new.
Right.
And so when I think about, for example, Amazing Grace, you know, I know what that means now
right.
to be saved. I know
right.
what it means to have my eyes closed, but now I can see.
Right.
And when I think about Blessed Assurance,
mm-hmm.
but then I can relate to some of the new artists. And some of the things that they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to
have
that balance.
Do you think that tradition has tried to really root out the new, that they haven't really been accepting? Yeah. And Charles is shaking. Charles and Shaterica are shaking out their heads.
Main struggle
uh-huh.
with this whole youth explosion that, you know, we tried to start it earlier, but, you know.
We don't want to step over
our elders, basically.
Right.
Because they don't really understand. I believe they don't really understand the
music. Way we worship.
They just hear mm-hmm. they hear the beat and they know the beat resembles the worldly beat and they're like, you know, we don't want that in our church.
Right.
But that message is what they don't understand. And as soon as I talked to one of our elders, Miss Sybil, I talked to her and about the beat, you know, about, you know, everything that's going on, and she's
right.
like, whoa. I said, I never thought about that, because you hear it and you just automatically judge it. But as soon as you hear it and you think about it, you're like, whoa. So like all those little subliminal messages
mm-hmm.
that you hear about in
mm-hmm.
the rap music, you don't have to worry about that with Christian rap, because the subliminal message is the message.
It is the message. It
so
is God.
That's you get that same fun beat, like I said, and you still get the word, and that's the best of both worlds.
Hey, everybody, I got to take a quick break here, but isn't this an incredible conversation? Hearing how our youth feel and finding that passion for God. When we do that, we know that there's going to be success. Hey, everybody, stay on point. We're back right after this.
Where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's all right.
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower. Now,
when I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject.
I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by J&J Exterminating. J&J Exterminating is Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control firm, offering effective services not only for your home but for your business. For a free consultation, here's the number to phone. It's 318-448-4000. They're located at 526 MacArthur Drive, also Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works. Expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. Now, if you're just joining this morning's conversation, it's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. Today, of course, is Tuesday, and we're joined by Youth Minister Reverend Remus Jones from St. Matthew Baptist Church and part of the youth group, Shaterica Fields and Charles Anderson Jr. And what an incredible and encouraging conversation. And I was saying to the young people and even Remus, because Remus, you can't be that old, very relatively young. I said, you know, when I know, just speaking for myself, when I was about you guys' age, I didn't really know God. I knew about God. I knew my mother's God. And Shaterica, you said something really, really, I thought that was important. You talked about that sort of double life that you were living. Talk about that.
I knew how to play hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, in the church. But when I got outside the church, it wasn't all about Jesus. I just didn't want to accept the fact that he was God, if mm-hmm. that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't living for him.
Think it just wasn't cool?
No, that actually, I don't know. I just didn't care at that time. Mm-hmm. I had, I just didn't care. Mm-hmm. I was just walking.
Wanted that life
that everybody else had. But at the same time, I didn't want to live up to the standards of preachers' kids. Because, you know, they always said that we were the worst ones, this, that, the other. So then that's why I basically had that double life. Because in the church, I wanted them to see me as the perfect preacher's daughter. But then outside the church, I just didn't care.
So outside the church, you wanted to prove that you could still be cool, too.
Right.
You were a PK, but you could still be cool.
Right.
And therein became that sort of duplicitous or double life. And then so you just decided you were going to choose.
Right.
And you were going to choose God.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. How amazing is that? Go ahead, Remus. Go ahead and talk about that. I mean, you got to be so proud of this group. And they talked about being under the leadership and really being discipled. And this is really how they got there. Talk about how we can start discipling and teaching more young people so they not only know who they are, but whose they are.
Well, I'm very blessed to work in the ministry with these young people. And I've had the chance to be around them for about 3 years. And I've seen Shaterica grow up. I've seen Charles grow up. I saw the bass get in his voice, if that makes any sense.
Oh, yeah, that makes plenty of sense.
But I watched them grow. I watched them grow in Christ. And so I'm very much proud of them. But I'm also very much prayerful.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that, again, that we have a real adversary out there.
Absolutely.
And so I don't speak any negativity over their lives, but I want to arm them. Because there's someone else that wants to wipe them out.
Absolutely.
Wants to wipe all of us out.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I hear Shaterica speak, and even myself.
What does that do for you when you hear these young people so on fire and so self-assured in whose they are?
It feels good. It does, and it reminds me of even where I've come from.
Mm-hmm.
One of the scriptures that I love is in Ecclesiastes chapter 12. It says, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. Don't wait till you get older, because I hear a lot of people say, man, I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have done that. And even myself, you know, even when I was in high school, I look back and say, man, I wish I was on fire for the Lord then. How many souls could I have reached? I've seen some of my classmates die. I've seen some of the young ladies end up pregnant. And, you know, and I just know, even just by the grace of God, where I'm at. And I say, well, wow. What impact could I have made had I started serving the Lord earlier?
Wow.
And so that's a call to all of us, man, woman, boy, girl, old and young, to look to Jesus.
Absolutely. So tell people about the conference, when it's going to be, and how they can connect with their youth groups, and how they can all come together for what just it promises to be an amazing time in the Lord.
Absolutely. We're going to have a fun Christ-centered weekend schedule. We have something for everybody. On Friday night, our young people, our youth in the ministry, they're leading that night.
And that's going to be August the
23rd. Yes, ma'am. They're going to be ministering song, dance. We've invited out other groups. Highlight of that evening is going to be Prodigal Soldiers of Natchitoches. On that Saturday, again, parents, you really want to be in this conference with your children. We've invited out different pastors from different churches. We've Nazarene Baptist Church, Good Hope Baptist Church. We have different youth ministers that are coming out from Natchitoches and so forth. And some of the classes are Discovering My Spiritual Gift, Powerful Woman of God. Reverend Vivian Jordan is going to be teaching that class. We have a class on how to deal with bullying and peer pressure. And a pastor out of Natchitoches, Reverend Vincent Parker, will be dealing with that class. He's also a school resource officer.
Wow.
So he deals with that on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
And so parents, you might want to ask yourself, you know, is my child being bullied?
Mm-hmm.
Or better yet, is my child the one bullying?
Absolutely.
So we need to be able to recognize those signs. Another class is we'll break down between male and female on what is God's view on sexuality.
Okay.
We preach abstinence.
Mm-hmm.
We don't hide that or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
We preach what the Bible says.
And absolutely.
Nowadays, that our children are dealing with a lot of different demons, homosexuality is prevalent.
Absolutely.
So if your daughter is at school and she goes in the bathroom, and another girl is hitting on her, how do they deal with that?
Mm-hmm.
How does a young man know who he is in Christ and that he's called to walk as a man and to be a man? So we're calling out those things. We're not afraid of it.
Amazing. And so this is going to be open dialogue about things that maybe the church hadn't been so open about.
Yeah. We want to create that opportunity. And finally, we also have a discussion panel. And the question there is, what is the role of parents in the spiritual and educational development of their children?
Wow.
And so we've invited our community leaders, church leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to mention all their names right now because there's still a few confirmations that we have
sure.
to receive. But you don't want to miss this conference.
So it's going to be Friday night and Saturday.
Yes, ma'am.
Starting at what time on Friday?
6 o'clock.
At 6 o'clock.
Doors open at 6.
Doors open at 6.
Absolutely. And then on Saturday, what time is it going to start?
8 o'clock. We have breakfast and registration. We'll have you out of there by 4:30.
Amazing. And so before we've got to let you guys go, Shaterica, I want to start with you. Tell young people why it's so important to attend this conference at this time in this season.
Because you'll learn a lot just knowing, identifying yourself in Christ and just getting to know him better and getting to know yourself better, and how y'all relationship, you know, is to come together and just being able to be free in Christ and not having to have that weight of the world just sitting on your shoulder all the time, just being able to fellowship with other Christians and just being free.
And you know what I love, Shaterica? I love your freedom, you know, because there is no condemnation in Christ. And when you can just say what it was, when you can just openly and honestly say, yeah, I'm a PK, I was living a double life, but you know what? I'm not doing that now. Isn't that such freedom?
Yes.
I love it. And for you, Charles, what would you say to, you know, high school and college students especially about this particular conference?
I say just try your best to get it right now because you don't know how long you have left.
And
that second that you want to go party before you go pray, that could be the second that you go party and that'll be it.
Wow.
You don't know. So you just got to make sure you got it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then you ain't got to worry about nothing.
Wow.
Just get it right. Come on.
Get it right. I love it. Last words, Pastor Jones, from you.
Yeah, please come out, be a part. I forgot to mention we have Cope. Randolph Holly, he's coming out doing a workshop on how to prepare for the ACT, you know, knowing what you need to know before going to college.
Mm-hmm.
Something for every age group. We have daycare and activities provided for the younger kids so that everyone can be a part. We're grateful for being here. Thank you, Ms. Christmas, Mr. Christmas. Thank you for having us, and God bless you all.
You know what? Thank you for reaching out to us. This is so amazing, and I'm going to tell you what, it just makes me want to run. You guys have been incredible in sharing your heart and sharing your fire for the Lord. And you know what? This, I believe, is going to create a movement that will be exponential. And Remus, thank you so much for the work that you're doing with the youth. Hey, everybody, Reverend Remus Jones, Shaterica Fields, Charles Anderson Jr. It's happening at St. Matthew Baptist Church. I love it. You're on point, everybody. We got to take a quick break, but we're back right after this.
Get behind closed doors, man, she hit the floor. And what you can't see, she on her knees. And you can ask how she'll tell. It's a God in me. It's a God.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, caring for our community with state-of-the-art technology,
Ladies, please don't forget, if you're 40 years old or older, they still have free mammograms available. I implore you every single morning. Phone Diane Kitts at 318-487-1122. And I'd ask you this, what are you waiting for? If you're 40 years old or older, get your mammogram. It's free. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, Davis One Stop. Also, Walker Automotive Group, when others won't, Walker will, serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team can be reached in Bunkie, 318-346-2540, or Opelousas, 337-942-9939. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, in Avoyelles Parish, Bunkie most specifically. The number to phone for all of your home, auto, and life insurance, 318-346-6695. I'm going to tell you, I don't know about you, but this makes my morning just a little bit better. I'm going to tell you, we're always talking about what's wrong with our youth. But DC, when people like Reverend Remus Jones reaches out to you and asks you to be a part of this incredible movement and how can we help, I just want to thank you for saying yes. It's incredible young people like Remus and Shaterica. Who knew she was Sharon Renee Fields' daughter? What an awesome woman of God and mentor that she has in her mother, and also young Charles Anderson Jr., just powerful kids on fire for God. And what I took away from the conversation the most, and parents, I hope that you did as well, is making that impartation in our kids and really seeing how they are, many of them are challenged with living that duality, living that sort of duplicitous life, being one thing for their parents and church, and being another thing for their friends. But you know what? We as adults and parents and leaders and mentors, we can say to our kids that it's okay to be on fire for God. And as they were leaving the studio, one of the things that I said that we think is so critical, and we have not just started, but we've been talking to young David Christmas about finding his gifts and talents and those things that God has placed within him. And what God has really been speaking into my spirit, moms and dads, is this. We don't want to make our kids who we want them to be. We want to help them to become who God has called them to be. And when I got that stark revelation, it made me back up and say that young David Christmas is very much his own personality. He is who God has created him to be. And our job as parents is to help him to become, to help him to grow into who God has called him to be. And one of the things, parents, that we may have gotten too busy to do is to speak into our kids' lives. And part of our routine every morning, and it has been since David started school, was to pray with him every single morning for us to physically touch hands in our vehicle and pray and to put on the armor, to put on God's armor every single day. And when we pray for ours, we pray for yours. And we pray for kids all across America for God to plead and apply the precious blood of Jesus and to keep our kids covered. Because all too often, we're seeing too many times kids going to school and sometimes not getting picked up because of the perils and the dangers of life. This is why what St. Matthew Baptist Church is doing is so critical, so that we can help our kids to find out who they are and who they are in Christ. And as I was sitting here listening to them,
I started saying, at that age, I had no idea. I just knew about God. Church for me was very much tradition. It was very much ritualistic. It's what you did. I didn't know anything about God's word and what God's word said about me and how it would be applicable to my life and how I could have those things that God said that I could have and that I could be those things that God said that I could be. And it wasn't until I got into college that I started calling things forth. And I didn't even realize at the time what I was doing. I was just doing it, but didn't even realize that that was very much part of my inheritance, part of the promise that God had for me. So the moral of this conversation is the sooner we get that deep down into our kids, the sooner we allow them not to feel condemned for the mistakes that they have made, but to feel free in truth, the sooner we will start to see those trees bear fruit. Hey, everybody, what an incredible conversation. We're going to remind you about the conference happening at St. Matthew Baptist Church, August 23rd and 24th. Please mark it on your calendar. It is going to be a very special event. And Reverend Remus Jones, thank you so much again for reaching out to us and connecting with us. And what we realized is that Remus had spoken over our lives some time ago, and we didn't even know. So, you know, you never know who God is going to put in your path to be the difference maker, to be the change, the game changer in your life. Hey, everybody, it's 8:41. It's Tuesday. And if this doesn't give you momentum, well, I don't know what will. Stay with us, everybody. We're back after this.
From the start, at the credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the burger devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a burger devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Every day, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program. Designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. We hope that your morning is off to an incredibly great start. It's 8:49. Today, of course, is Tuesday, August the 13th. And DC and I are just sitting here meditating on the word. And, you know, sometimes we take for granted what our young people can teach us. And as I was sitting here thinking about not just our child, but all children who are headed back to school and headed to college. And, you know, we think about, and I say it all the time, we always wonder if the things that we're putting into our kids are really going down deep. And DC tells me all the time, he said, he will draw from those things that we have imparted when he needs them. And they are there, they're going in. And every time you see another young person who is really regurgitating the things that you know have been placed in them from very young, you know that it is possible, and you know that our kids are really getting it. And you know, in this world where religion has taken such a back seat in schools, and there's no more prayer, and in most instances there's no more pledge, you know, we really have to arm our kids in the word and with the word. And I guess that's why I'm super excited, because it really speaks to the possibility of great things happening in our churches and in our schools. And we really love to hear about what's happening in youth groups, like at St. Matthew Baptist Church, D.C., and what people are doing, people like Remus Jones, to be the change that he wants to see in the world. And you know, all too often, we get so busy that we don't give place to youth and what they're thinking and what they're feeling, and really, really speaking to them, as Shaterica and Charles said, in a language that they can meet us there. You know, everything is so high tech, and I think that Remus said it best. We have to mix sort of the old and the new. We just can't sort of throw out the proverbial baby with the bathwater. We got to kind of mix it so that it's good and it's wholesome for everybody. But, you know, it just gives you so much to think about as our kids are headed back to school and the uncertainties. But there are some things as parents that we have to do that we can't depend on the teacher to do. We can't depend on the system to do. There are some things that we have to do. There are impartations that we have to make, that only we can make. And what we told our son a very long time ago is, other people don't tell you who you are, not even your teachers. Because let me tell you something, teachers can be very wrong. And when young David Christmas was in the fourth grade, because he wouldn't sit still, the teacher thought maybe he might need to be on medicine. So let me tell you something, parents, be engaged, be in tuned. Oftentimes, it's simply that our kids need to be disciplined, that they need some heated fellowship with their folks. And we need to tell them who they are. We need to tell them what they have in them. And we need to start helping them to birth those visions, those gifts, those talents, those dreams that they have within. Let's stop believing what others say about our kids and take a look at our kids for ourselves.
Unless it's true.
Well, you are the great truth teller.
Well, yeah. I mean, if somebody's telling you something about your kid and you see it too and you know it's true, then you have to deal with it differently.
That's important. That's powerful.
Yes.
And oftentimes we don't want to deal with the truth. We don't want to deal with the truth. But that's why, isn't that why we have to stay engaged and
absolutely
in tune?
We have to stay, and we have to know who our kids are. Because if someone tells me something about my kid and I know that's not him, then I know that's not him. And if somebody tells me something about my kid and I know that's him, then I know that's him. Because I know him.
Right. And a lot of times I think, I know for me, and I'm just speaking for me as mothers, sometimes we have a hard time with that truth. But we do have to stay engaged. We've got to stay in tune. And for the most part, I know many things have been said about teachers, but it has been our experience throughout his young life, and he's only in the ninth grade, but we have really seen where if you go in and meet that teacher halfway, she's more than willing, or he's more than willing, to meet you. And making sure that we go to our kids' school and let them know we partner with you, we support you, we're with you to help to educate our children. You know, you don't want to go there in an adversarial type posture and expect that good things are going to happen. We want to go there in peace. We want to go there and let our teachers know that we're concerned, that we're going to be there, that we're going to make impromptu visits to the school, and that if the teacher has any problems at all, that he or she can feel free and open to call you and to let you know. And I think that these are all of the things that we have to think about yet again. It seemed like summer just started yesterday, I know, and we're back on the grind again. But aren't you grateful that our kids had the opportunity to learn? There was a time where kids couldn't learn. And as I read the book, The Butler, A Witness to History, Forrest Whitaker's character was never able to really go to school. And so he had to learn in a different way. And so we look so forward to presenting Will Haygood and his story of the butler that has been inspired through this motion picture, The Butler. And we can't wait for him to talk about how the book and the birth and the inception of the movie and how all of it came about. But most importantly, to talk about Eugene Allen, who is or was the butler, who has served many, many presidents. And these are great and powerful stories that we like to share with you, because the more we know, the more we want to know. The more we read, the more we hope that you'll want to read. We know that knowledge is powerful, but it's only powerful when we use it. And when we want our kids to read, then that means that we have to stop and read. When we want our kids not to take shortcuts, then we've got to stop taking shortcuts. And we've got to embrace a spirit of excellence for ourselves and for our kids. And that's how greatness, I believed, is birthed. I'm going to tell you what, you guys are always so very incredible, so attentive. We feel you in the spirit realm, and we thank you. We thank you for being a part of this incredible OPT network, a network of connections, connecting people from all parts of the country, far and near. We thank you for being an integral part of that. And we thank you, most importantly, for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the OPT network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Remember, love yourself, be kind to yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. And remember, it starts with you and it starts with me. For young David Christmas, for big David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Tuesday, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Wine Down Wednesday. Hey, everybody, that's a wrap. been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening.